Chess and martial arts, surprisingly similar. Chess and Tai Chi push hands may seem worlds apart at first glance. Chess is a strategic European board game where different pieces move in complex ways. Tai Chi push hands, on the other hand, is a Chinese practice that enhances health and self-defense skills through gentle movements. Despite these differences, both teach valuable lessons about learning. Chess and push hand Tai Chi are both stylized forms of combat. In chess, players strategize like generals commanding troops on a battlefield, moving pieces strategically. Push hands involve opponents trying to unbalance each other within set rules. Both focus competition on its core elements. In these controlled environments, players analyze their interactions, improve tactics, and refine techniques. Adopt losses as learning opportunities in investing. Improving at both chess and push hands happens best when you play against stronger opponents. You have to be okay with losing sometimes. It's how you get better. Your opponents actually help you improve. For beginners, losing can be tough. One defeat often leads to more, creating a cycle that hurts performance and can even derail careers, especially for young players. When they realize they've made a mistake, they often lose their composure instead of staying calm, which could help them recover. The pressure makes it hard to concentrate, leading to bigger errors over time. Trying too hard to be perfect and control everything can make you lose focus and calmness. If you keep thinking about your mistakes, you might end up making even bigger ones. Instead, learn to break this cycle of negative thoughts. Some people find relief by taking deep breaths, while others need to train themselves to handle stress better. Tell. Top players in chess and Tai Chi often reveal their strategies through unconscious actions known as tells. These tells can give their opponents insights into their game plans. By understanding these tells, you can influence your opponent's decisions. For example, recognize when your opponent is strong and use it to your advantage. If they're used to pushing hard, let them. This can throw them off balance. This strategy isn't just for sports or games like chess. It applies to any negotiation. Knowing your own and your opponent's habits gives you a better chance of winning deals. Chess masters immerse themselves in strategic thinking, carefully planning moves and countermoves until they find the best options. In contrast, push-hand experts rely on quick physical reactions rather than deep thought. Despite these differences, the mental and intuitive skills of each discipline are valuable in both contexts. For example, skilled chess players don't just think about the game, they understand it deeply. Similarly, practitioners of push-hands anticipate their opponent's moves. Beyond strategy, mastering any field teaches you how to achieve success and recognize it once you do. The art of learning. Understanding one subject helps you excel in others. This principle applies universally across different fields. 1. The study of numbers to leave numbers. In chess, beginners start by learning how each piece moves and their relative values. For instance, a bishop is worth 3 times more than a pawn. Early on, players calculate these values consciously, focusing on individual moves and exchanges. As they progress, they develop an intuitive sense of the entire board, instantly knowing whether a move is good or bad. Similarly, beginners of Tai Chi learn sequences of moves called forms, which they practice repeatedly. They begin with basic exercises, gradually advancing to partner drills like push hands. Over time, the structured forms fade away as movements become natural and intuitive. 2. Making smaller circles. To learn Tai Chi punching, begin with a large, sweeping gesture. Your arm moves in a broad circle, initially without much power. Focus on refining your form and ensuring correct body mechanics and foot positioning. With practice, you'll develop the ability to generate force and strike the bag forcefully. Then, streamline the movement, removing any unnecessary actions to make it efficient. Once you've distilled its essence, you can punch with minimal external movement while delivering significant power. Approaches and techniques. When it comes to learning chess, there are 2 main approaches you can take. One method follows a strict system where every student is taught the same way, aiming to develop all skills in a thorough and organized manner. Finding your own style and learning from those with similar styles can lead to the same goal but through a different approach. This path is natural and gradual. However, being unable to stick to your usual routines doesn't mean you're lost. Sometimes, situations push you to adapt and develop unexpected skills. For instance, if you injure your dominant hand, you may need to use your non-dominant hand instead. Pay close attention to how you respond to tough situations. Identify what helps you improve, and seek out similar experiences to grow. Use crises as opportunities to learn and develop, rather than letting them overwhelm you or cause you to collapse. Two learning theories are explained succinctly. Psychologist Carol Dweck divides people into two groups based on their beliefs about learning. Entity theorists. Some people believe intelligence is something you're born with. They might say, "I'm naturally good at this." But when they face difficulties, their confidence can crumble. They start doubting their own intelligence. Even tasks that used to feel easy become challenging. Incremental theorists. These individuals excel by practicing consistently. They believe that success comes from hard work, so encountering new challenges is simply another opportunity to improve their skills. Even if they face setbacks, they are confident that each experience teaches them valuable lessons. Regardless of which theory of intelligence you believe in, failing can be tough. If you've put in a lot of effort and still come up short, it's natural to feel disappointed. If you have kids, don't brush off their losses as insignificant. Instead, help them use setbacks as learning experiences. Develop intuitive abilities. Processing information quickly in real life can be challenging. Whether learning chess, tai chi, or business, you start with one move or idea at a time. But life demands instant handling of large amounts of information, often with high stakes. This can feel overwhelming. To better understand how we perceive time, tap into your intuition. These concepts will help. 1. Chunking. Your brain manages loads of information by grouping it into clusters. It finds common rules and connections between them. 2. Neural pathways. Repeating the same sequences in activities like chess or tai chi builds a familiar path that speeds up your reactions. Your subconscious can act before your conscious mind catches up. This practice forms a clear route for intuition, creating a sense of mystery often linked with martial arts experts. Enter the soft zone. To achieve greatness, practice is key. Yet, beyond mastering specific techniques, learning to stay fully engaged is crucial. Whether facing off in a chess match or at a negotiation table, relying on predictable steps won't cut it. Always stay fully alert and prepared for anything. Your opponents will try to pressure you and make you lose your true self, leaving only your fears behind. Don't let unexpected events throw you off balance. In the hard zone, you're battling both yourself and the world. Your movements become rigid and fragile, easily toppled by outside pressure. To prepare for real-life challenges, switch to the soft zone, where you feel a sense of flow. When you're smoothly integrated, you can adapt to changes effortlessly, much like a flexible blade of grass swaying in the wind. Training your body is crucial even in intellectual pursuits like chess. Players exercise to prevent physical fatigue that could affect their performance. It's important to manage your energy wisely. Don't exhaust yourself in one win and risk losing later due to tiredness. Focus intensely when needed, then fully relax. This balance of stress and recovery is key to success in all aspects of life. Find your triggers. Amid active situations like combat, you can't always escape to a quiet meditation room. Instead, learn to stay calm wherever you are. Create cues that remind you to relax, helping you find peace even in the busiest moments. Discover a time when you are at your peak, so you can tap into that confidence during tough moments. For example, to perform at your best, start by identifying how you feel when you're at your peak. Develop a set of actions that trigger this state. Practice relaxed breathing, listen to your favorite music, and do light exercise. Repeat this routine daily until it becomes automatic. Then, streamline each step to make achieving your peak state quicker. Aim to reach a point where you can enter this state whenever you need to perform at your highest level. Maintain focus amid distractions. Your competitors aim to disturb your peace of mind and concentration, making it tough to stay at your best. For example, when dealing with someone who knows how to push your buttons, resisting their irritating habits only makes you focus on negative feelings. Instead, practice staying calm with a supportive colleague in a less tense setting. Once you can stay positive regardless of the situation, you disarm your opponent's best weapon. Instead of battling your emotions, use them to boost your performance. Be genuine and straightforward. To achieve excellence, focus on reality. Ignore hype from others or your own fears. Instead, thoroughly learn about your field. Chess players study top players' games and potential opponent strategies. Tai Chi competitors analyze videos of themselves and their rivals, examining each frame closely. Define the conflict on your terms. Don't let your opponents dictate the rules. Understand their tactics by studying their moves and signals. Predict their next moves by getting into their minds. This is how you gain the upper hand and secure victory in the competition. Key points. 1. Strategic thinking and adaptability are key lessons from both chess and Tai Chi push hands. 2. View defeats as valuable learning opportunities to enhance skills and resilience. 3. Understanding an opponent's habits can provide an advantage in any challenge. 4. Practice helps simplify complex moves, making them more intuitive. 5. Stay engaged and flexible to effectively handle pressure and unexpected situations. 6. Develop personal triggers to calm yourself and boost confidence in challenging moments. 7. Focus on reality and gain deep knowledge in your field to outsmart competitors.